Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
From Crossbreed Holster Studios, the safest radio studio in America. I can promise you that. There's lots of firepower in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Great to be here with you today, as it is every single day. One more day closer to getting home to Central Florida, heading down to Sarasota, Florida on Saturday, so that I can bring you the Monster Cast on Sunday from the Sarasota Herald Tribune headquarters in downtown Sarasota with Lee, the gun writer, Williams. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're going to have a full house, I understand, down there. So if you're interested in coming, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll make sure that we've got some room, or at least be able to tell you in advance before you drive down. But we had a number of emails come in today. Some people are excited about coming down. A couple of you bringing your wives. And it's going to be an all good time all the way around. And the Sarasota Tribune, the Herald Tribune, is providing refreshments after the show. So going to be an awful lot of fun. Take a listen to this. Now, you're going to watch me. I'm going to literally destroy gun control in one sentence. First, I want to tell you the story. Newtown Group, Newtown Action Alliance, I believe is what they're called. Yeah, Newtown Action Alliance. Take a listen to this. Newtown Group seeks citywide ban on carrying guns in businesses. Guns.com is reporting this. It's not the only one reporting this. This story is out there, but I like the Guns.com one. Today's Wednesday. Jennifer Cruz's DGUs is normally held on Wednesday. We're going to do some DGUs with George the Mad Ogre Hill today because, unfortunately, Jennifer Cruz will no longer be here, at least for the foreseeable future, because of a personal situation in her life and work commitments that make it impossible for her to be here during this broadcast. So we're going to continue to cover some of Jennifer Cruz's DGUs that she writes over at Guns.com, as well as other stories and other individuals. We've got some more information coming in, too. We have lots of content coming in. So we're going to cover some of Jennifer's stuff that she does, and we'll still do some DGUs on Wednesday for you. It was a popular segment. We're going to keep it running. Newtown Group seeks citywide ban on carrying guns in businesses. The Newtown Action Alliance is a gun control group based in, of course, Newtown, Connecticut. You can go to their website, Newtown Action Alliance. I have the site up. And they sent a letter to every single local business in Newtown requesting those business owners to make their businesses gun-free, to not allow concealed or open carry on their premises. Firearms, period. They popped up, this group, after the December 12, 2012 murders at Sandy Hook Elementary. So in the letter they sent to all businesses, the reason they did it was because, see, Connecticut is an open carry state, believe it or not, permitted open carry state. A lot of people don't realize that. But if you possess a firearms carry permit in the state of Connecticut, you can lawfully openly carry your firearms in that state. And the cops know it, the state police know it, the local cops know it. But it's Connecticut. It's run by who? I got my ear open. Who's it run by? Who? Socialists. It's a socialist-controlled state. As a result of it being a socialist-controlled state, they have socialist laws. And socialists don't like your gun rights. They hate your freedoms. They're doing, I don't have to tell you about Connecticut gun controls. I just want to set this up for you to let you know that that's, quite frankly, it's enemy territory. They're doing everything they can to come after the right to keep and bear arms in Connecticut with their governor. What's his name? Daniel P. Malloy, the socialist, and the rest of the socialist gun grabbers in the House and Senate. So they send out this letter to all of the businesses because there was an incident of a guy legally carrying, openly carrying his firearm in a store in Newtown, and it caused a hassle because someone exercising their lawful rights, even though he was doing nothing wrong, he was just shopping. There are residents who don't like that. Socialists don't like that. So as a result, they're doing what good socialists do, and they're asking all of the businesses to say the hell with the Constitution and the rights of everybody that they disagree with and try to take their freedoms from them. Because that's what socialists do. I don't like it. You can't do it. I don't like it. I don't want you to do it. And because I don't want you to do it, I'm going to see to it that you can't, and I'm going to do everything in my power that you can't. What is that? What do I call that? That's un-American. Yes, the Newtown Action Alliance is un-American when that's their goal, to strip law-abiding citizens who have gone through the permitting process, which we shouldn't have to do anyway, but we do. I digress. I digress every day. Who have gone through the background checks, who the Connecticut State Police have vetted, who have paid all the taxes and fines necessary to get their state permission slip, their papers. And those are the people that the Newtown Action Alliance is going after. So keep all of that in mind. Now listen to what Poe Murray, who is the chairwoman of the Newtown Action Alliance, said. Quote, "We believe that no one needs to carry guns while they're shopping for bread and milk." Well, that's great, Poe Murray. Who the hell are you to tell me what I can and can't do? Because you don't like it, because you don't believe that. I don't frankly care what you believe. What you believe doesn't matter to me when it comes to my rights and my freedoms. What's to stop you from saying you don't believe I should drive a faster car than you? What's to stop you from saying you don't believe I should live in a bigger house than you? And by the way, those aren't constitutionally guaranteed freedoms, are they? No. But in socialist America, see, these are socialists. Eventually they'll get to that. We should all be equal. That's where they're going. I wonder who they're going to support in their primary. More on that later. I have to digress again. That's what she told the Hartford Courant. And she also said that while the letter was geared toward Newtown businesses, should it prove successful in Newtown, quoting from Guns.com, she would like to push for businesses statewide and eventually across the nation to consider their request. Well, she's a little bit clueless here, Poe Murray is, because Every Town for Gun Safety, you know, that group, has been pushing that across the country. I mean, maybe they're not communicating here, but it has been wildly unsuccessful. See Kroger, for example. And while they can claim 5, 6, or 7 businesses, I don't even care if they have 14 or 15, in a country this size, it's a worthless endeavor. They've been wildly unsuccessful. So this is what they want to do because they don't like you. They don't like what you stand for. They don't like your rights. So they want to come after your rights and your freedoms. So her goal and their goal, because they don't think anyone needs to be doing something that they don't agree with, is to keep you from doing it by going to businesses in the local community and saying, you need to stop these people from doing this thing that they're allowed to do. We don't like it. And of course, they're exploiting the tragedy that happened there as a means to do that. This is Newtown. You need to be a gun-free place. Now, according to the letter, again, coming from Guns.com, the Newtown community requires increased sensitivity, love, and compassion from local business owners due to the number of people in that community that, quote-unquote, suffer from PTSD as a result of the 2012 shooting. So the group, quote, strongly recommends to business owners in the town that they join our movement to create a safer and less intimidating environment for children and families by banning the carrying of firearms in their stores. Now, here come the statewide and the federal un-American socialist. U.S. Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal, we know how much they love and respect your constitutional rights, right? Particularly Blumenthal. What a joke this guy is. As well as Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty. They, apparently, according to Guns.com, sent the president of the Connecticut Food Association a letter in late January, just a few weeks ago, requesting that his association, quote, put in place a policy that would restrict citizens. Listen to the wording of this. Put in place a policy. The Food Association we're talking about. U.S. senators and U.S. congresswomen from the state of Connecticut intimidating the Connecticut Food Association in a letter requesting that the association put in place a policy that would restrict citizens from open carrying firearms at all 240 of the association's member companies. Restrict citizens from open carrying firearms at all 240 of the association's member companies. That means asking the association to ignore the constitutional rights of every single law-abiding citizen that patronizes their 240 locations and member companies in the area. So how do you destroy their gun control and gun control in general? In one sentence, it goes just like this. You mean you want every place in Newtown to be as gun-free and safe as Sandy Hook? We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Ridiculous, isn't it? Absolutely ridiculous. Isn't it?
Ridiculous.
They want the whole city to be as safe, as gun-free, as Sandy Hook Elementary was. That's gun control for you. That's the logic of the gun ban emotional knee-jerk reaction crowd. They want everyone to be, because let's face facts, the school was gun-free. Now they want everything in town to be gun-free. Of course, we all know there's no such thing as a gun-free zone because criminals pay no attention to that. There's no such thing. It's only gun-free to us. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, welcome to the show, brother. Thanks for sitting through the first segment. I had to run with that.
No, it's all good. Love being here. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
George, destroy the whole gun control argument with one sentence. Somebody's going to say, well, that was really a question, not a sentence. I was making my point, and I just
did. Yeah, absolutely.
Your thoughts
absolutely.
On that, please?
You know, we've got to ask ourselves, as a nation, do we want to be free or do we want to be subjects? It all comes down to that. We've got this election coming up, and very likely Bernie Sanders is going to end up being the Democrat candidate, which means he's going to have half of America voting for a socialist, a communist, however you want to label him. We got to ask ourselves, do we want to remain America the free, the land of the home and the brave? What kind of country do we want to have? Because if we get somebody like Bernie Sanders, who's going to cede all of the justices, you know, we have almost four appointees possible underneath his administration if he gets it. So federal judges, not just on the federal level, but, you know, circuit courts, court of appeals, he can cede those and fundamentally change America. It's frightening. It literally keeps
me up. Well, George, it's kind of like I would have liked to have been able to say, yeah, it looks like we'll hold the Senate. Looks like Republicans will hold the Senate and clearly will hold the House. So we have a stopgap in there, and we've got a firewall built in. I would like to be able to say that. However, we've all seen what happened after the 2012 and 2014 midterms when the Republicans were handed significant historic majorities and allowed Barack Obama to walk all over them.
Hence
why we're where we're at today in the primaries. Now, as far as the socialist is concerned, Bernie Sanders, I talked about that yesterday. I don't want to spend too much time on that with you here because we're going to do that over the weekend show. But one thing I want to point out here is I'm going to continue to remind, you know, you former Democrats, your party is now the party of socialism. I mean, wide out socialist. 82% of the quote-unquote former Democrats that came out in New Hampshire voted for a socialist. 50% of Democrats who caucused in Iowa a week prior caucused for a socialist. 50% of your party, the socialists now, are polling dead even heat across the country, socialist. So you have some soul searching to do. You clearly have soul searching to do. Because I can promise you this, the rest of America is not going to stand by and allow this to happen. That much I can promise you. George, I'm going to give you a word from Webster's Dictionary. I want to go back to Newtown quickly, the Newtown Action Alliance, who is now actively pursuing and using socialist senators and congresspeople in the state of Connecticut at the federal level to put pressure on local business groups to nix the constitutional freedoms of their fellow citizens, 240 businesses pressuring them through a letter. I wish I lived up there. I'd respond. Oh, would I respond? I'd respond by carrying my firearm everywhere I went openly, and I would respond in kind with letters and pictures to what they can do with their suggestion. but I don't live there, and I can't, but I can certainly talk about it. But these Action Alliance folks are clearly incapable of putting together and reasoning, rationalizing what it is they're asking the businesses to do. They want that Sandy Hook was a gun-free zone. And we all saw what happened. And we know why that target was selected, because it was a gun-free zone. We know that. We know that for a fact. The Connecticut State Police said it within hours that they had found the killer's own words. And that's why, according to the Connecticut State Police, I read their statements on this program. I'm not going to rehash it. You can go back and listen. You can go back and Google what I'm telling you. It's all fact. But the Connecticut State Police knew that's why he selected that location. And there's a word in Webster's dictionary. First, let me give you this definition. Not intelligent. Having or showing a lack of ability to learn and understand things. Not sensible or logical. Not able to think normally. Does that definition fit the people who now want every other business in Newtown to be just as vulnerable as Sandy Hook?
Well, I think the word you're using, you're referring to, is idiot, but it also works with Democrat, it works with socialist, it works with Bernie Sanders, and a whole bunch of other people. And
now listen, don't take this from me, George. It's not idiot, but it's stupid. And this is from Webster's Dictionary. Stupid. Not intelligent. Having or showing a lack of ability to learn and understand things. Not sensible or logical. Not able to think normally because you are drunk, tired, etc. Full definition of stupid. Slow of mind. Hold on.
Certainly works with Bernie Sanders' economic plan.
Given to unintelligent decisions or acts. Acting in an unintelligent or careless manner. Lacking intelligence or reason. Dulled in feeling or sensation. Marked by or resulting from unreasoned thinking or acting. George, I didn't write this. And I'm not saying that those people are stupid. I'm simply asking the question, does that definition fit their logic or lack thereof? I'll use the term logic.
Well, I'm not calling them stupid directly. They're acting stupid, certainly. But you know what? You know, that's like asking, you know, is Barack Obama incompetent? No, I don't think he is. I think he's doing exactly what he wants to do. I think these people are doing exactly what they want to do. These people want socialism. They want full control by the state over you, over us. Of course, looking at Hillary Clinton, you know, laws don't apply to her. She, you know, that's just for, you know, the unwashed masses. That's for you.
I think Hillary Clinton's going to find out the law does apply to her, and I don't think she's going to like the results. I'm not convinced yet. I think depression. We're getting ready to head to a break, so I'm going to have to cut it here. We'll leave it this. Then we'll come back. We'll cover some DGUs. But
what she believes and what's going to happen is going to be two different things. Yeah,
that's entirely true. I think that's the case. So we'll wait and find out about that. I don't think Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary Clinton's star is fading just a little bit. And by trotting out the 81-year-old Gloria Steinem and 78-year-old Madeleine Albright the other day, boy, that was a great way to pick up the young women vote. We'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily, one word, .com, download your 100% free guide. defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios here. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Let's bring you back in, George. We've got some defensive gun use stories here. One of them, Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com is reporting right now. And this is General Motors. Now, this is a disturbing story. Carrying, GM fires concealed carrying valet who saved auto worker under attack. Now, General Motors has apparently fired, coming from the BearingArms.com piece, the CCW permit holder who was a valet, who stepped up to save the life of a GM worker who was being stabbed in front of one of their buildings in a domestic dispute.
Yeah, absolutely. Multiple times to the neck and shoulders and back. So this person was being stabbed repeatedly, and the valet comes running up, stops the attack, and then he's fired. Unbelievable.
This woman arrived at the lobby visitor desk at the Vehicle Engineering Center at about 9 a.m. today. So both went outside to have a discussion. That's when the visitor. Oh, it was a woman. It was another woman. It wasn't a man. See, our minds. I'm looking at the WXYZ news. What is it? News 4,
yeah.
WXYZ, so, Detroit, ABC. The woman worked there, apparently. The victim worked at the Vehicle Engineering Center, and another woman came in to ask to speak to her. Discussion occurred, and then the visitor began stabbing the other woman. A valet driver who has a concealed carry permit intervened and stopped the attack from getting worse. The worker, 32-year-old Didaril Sardar, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. I apologize if I'm not. Told 7 Action News he was escorted off the property. Initially, he said he had been fired after the incident. General Motors says he has not been fired. Now, I don't know if that's an update to the report, George, but here's what GM said, quoting, an incident occurred between a GM employee and a visitor this morning at the Vehicle Engineering Center on the Warren Technical Center campus. The situation is under control and a full investigation is being conducted by the Warren Police Department with full cooperation from GM. The employee has been taken into a local hospital and the suspect is in custody. Now, we're going to follow this one, George.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know about you, but I would want my employees to be protected. I would want somebody, one of my employees, if they can, to stop injury and harm to one of my other employees. I mean, that you can't fight evil by giving into it. You got to stand up to it. And
well, you're right. And again, you just echoed what we talk about on Armed American Radio every single day of the week, literally every day of the week. And that is the acceptance. We have to accept that evil exists. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I will continue to say it. Because not to say it, well, let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
Evil exists. I'm just going to continue to say it. It's the only thing I know how to do. We have to accept that evil exists. And if we fail to recognize its existence, we are doomed at some point in time to be attacked by it. We cannot ignore the fact that evil is real, George. And when, you know, was this other woman evil?
Well, definitely. She's the one that she pulled a knife on somebody and proceeded to, you know, perforate, you know, one of the GM employees. Don't know if she's, you know, what her condition is. That's not reported into here. But when you've got somebody that's, you know, going ham on another human being with a kitchen knife, that's got to be put to a stop. That's wrong. That's attempted murder. This person was trying to kill this GM employee for whatever reason it is, and the valet put his own life at risk by intervening in this. He could have been attacked too. But there's probably, of course, a workplace violence policy there at GM, so, you know, he shouldn't have had a gun, and, you know, he shouldn't be confrontational or whatever the reason is. That's GM's policy. That's GM has the right to say, you can't have a weapon, you violated that policy, we're going to have to, you know, terminate you. Tell you what, though, I would rather be terminated and save a life than knowing I could have stopped that and then choosing not to.
Other opportunities will await the individual if, in fact, this valet is fired. Now, it says in this WXYZ TV report from Detroit that GM says that the employee was not fired. So we'll continue to watch this. I don't know if Bob Owens has any additional information, not the point, but I'm going to bet you that he's not, and I'll bet you why. Detroit has seen an incredible spike in violent crime as that city's Democrat socialist policies for decades are now coming home to roost. That's right. Show me an urban American city in decay, and I'll show you a socialist-controlled city for decades. Detroit, one of them. Those socialist policies are coming home to roost, and the violence in Detroit is reflecting that. As a result, we are seeing many more concealed carry permit holders, not only in Detroit but throughout Michigan. In this case, we'll talk about Detroit because this happened in the area, defending themselves with their lawfully carried firearms. We're seeing these stories pop up in Detroit continuously. The police chief is begging his citizens to take their own self-defense personally and to get trained, buy a firearm, get their permits, and the people are stepping up. We're seeing that. And I'm going to bet you that if GM does fire this guy, the outcry will be, I don't think GM's going to fire him. I think the outcry would be too great, And I think GM will reconsider if in fact they have or if they're considering. I'm going to bet you he doesn't. George, you want to take me up on that?
You know what? I think GM will go ahead and fire them because that's their company policy, and they don't want anybody violating company policy. They have to make an example of them. So he will be terminated. But I bet you a whole box of Krispy Kremes that there's going to be a lot of companies stepping up saying, hey, we will hire that valet. We want that kind of guy here at our place of business. That is not going to be a problem for him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm going to take the opposite tack. I believe that GM under pressure, there's no way they're going to fire him, just like we saw in Chicago with Mayor Daley.
It exposed him.
It exposed Daley as the tyrant that he was when he refused to prosecute the Korean War vet who used a firearm that he owned illegally in Chicago to save his own life from a criminal coming up his steps with a firearm. So it'll be interesting to see. Next one. This one's kind of interesting. Dayton, Ohio. Stories about Dayton, Ohio always kill me. I have a lot of family in Dayton, Ohio. A couple leaving their house were surprised to find a man attempting to break into their car. Just after 1 a.m. Tuesday on Wayne Avenue in Dayton, the male victim, quoting from a piece by Megan Kennedy, I guess this is the Dayton Daily News more than likely, Dayton, WDTN.com, the male victim reportedly held the suspect at gunpoint while his girlfriend called cops. While the two men were waiting for police to arrive on scene, the suspect became combative and assaulted the female victim before fleeing. So the woman's holding him. The guy's holding him, suspect at gunpoint. The girlfriend's calling police. There's a distraction. You can see that right now ensuing. The female victim is insulted. The guy is assaulted and takes off. When cops arrived, the couple provided a description of the suspect to the officers. Police then tracked footprints in the snow that led them to several other cars that had apparently been broken into as well. Eventually, police followed the footprints to a house in the 200 block of Fillmore Avenue. Follow the footprints. Really intelligent. Snow like crazy, That's and awesome. The guy's just leading them off to the place, right? Now, we're getting ready That's to take awesome. A break. I want to finish this. It is. We go back to that Webster's definition already with this. But officers found the guy inside matching the description as the one given by the victims. The suspect was then taken back to the victims, who immediately identified him. And then the suspect, after he got out, was released, took him in for questioning. There he reportedly threatened the girlfriend, saying he remembered where she lived and that he was going to go after her. So when we come back, let's break this one down briefly and then move into another one. Got a really good one about a perp dying, getting shot in the chest, trying to harm someone and steal their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. And it didn't turn out the way he expected. We'll be right back with George the Mad Ogre Hill.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the safest radio studio in America, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Great to be here with you as we wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, heard coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and everywhere in between. Today's gun giveaway, visit USCCA on air. This is a beautiful gun. I used to have a couple of these. Beretta M9A3s, $948 value. 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to enter to win this gun. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership for your shot to win today's gun. And also, three chances to win one of three Pendleton Tac 75 $8,000 safes. Visit usccaonair.com for all information. It pops right up on the screen. It's right there. Win this thing. Let me know you won it. Tomorrow, a whole new gun. So if you're listening to this later, no worries. USCCA on air. Go over there and see. Now, I know what the guns are. I can't tell you. But another cool one tomorrow. Gun a day giveaway. These are wildly, wildly popular. Head over to USCCA on air. Please do it. George, welcome back to the studios. That was a That's a weird story out of Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon. I mean, what kid has, has ever watched Bugs Bunny knows that, you walk through snow, you leave tracks. People are going to follow you. You don't have to be a bloodhound to follow that trail. It's ridiculous. Snow leads them straight to the bad guys. That's hilarious. I'm sure he said
it wasn't me.
He's probably a Bernie Sanders voter. It's all good.
OJ, yeah, I know the blood's mine, but I wasn't there, that kind of thing. This is another one, George, that is very strange. This is a fatal shooting in North Charleston, which was ruled self-defense. This is from the Post and Courier. You can go check these out, Post and Courier. Here's the title. Google it up yourself. Fatal shooting in North Charleston ruled self-defense. I'm not convinced this isn't some type of weird typo yet. Let me give you the details here and tell me what you think. There was a shooting Saturday this past week in North Charleston. It's been ruled self-defense. No charges are going to be filed. Let me say that right up front. Gentleman's name, Paul Darnell Williams. He's 36 years old. Fatally shot Donnell Benjamin 34 after an argument at a party. Here's what happened. Williams left the party and was dropped off because he was afraid to go home after the argument, paraphrasing from the Post and Courier. Okay, got that? Williams fatally shot Donnell Benjamin. Williams left the party, was dropped off because he was afraid to go home after the argument. Benjamin showed up at the address and shot at Williams. Williams pulled a gun, returned fire, and fled on foot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, quoting, following consultation with the solicitor's office, it has been determined that this was a case of self-defense and no charges will be filed against Williams, who was not prohibited in carrying a firearm and legally purchased the weapon. Now, take a listen to this. Williams was out of jail. This is the guy who shot and killed Benjamin. Williams was out of jail on a $125,000 bail after being charged in 2014 with attempted murder, possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, and first-degree assault and battery. He was accused of stabbing a 16-year-old in the back during a brawl among several families and slashing a co-worker with a box cutter in a separate incident. Now, that's the guy who fatally shot Donnell Benjamin. Benjamin pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter in 2008 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. After his release, he subsequently pled guilty to possession of heroin last year and served 22 days. Now, if I do the math, 2008 plus 10 is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 2018. It's 2016. So part of the problem, George, is this cat wasn't where he was supposed to be, which is in prison because we let him out early, right? So it looks like he served 80% of his sentence and was let out. Well, maybe he should serve 100%. But what's up with this?
Well, not only that, they're both felons, and they both have guns here. How is this guy not being charged with anything? It's just self-defense, but he shouldn't have had a gun. He's a convicted felon.
Who was not prohibited in carrying a firearm and legally purchased the weapon is what the one of the cops, one of the solicitor's office says. Now, how do you... And again, I don't know South Carolina law. From what I'm reading from this, it is not a violation of South Carolina law to buy, own, and carry a firearm while out on bond with a attempted murder, possession of weapon during the commission of a violent crime, and first-degree assault and battery?
Well, you know, okay, I can see that. He hasn't been convicted of the crime yet. Okay, I can understand that from where they're coming from. Attempted murder.
George, is there...
Commission of a violent crime. Yeah, this guy should be... He should have been locked up. This is a charge that back in 2014. So it's been 2 years, and he's still out, and he's still on bail? Good grief.
George... Question number one on a 4473. Are you the actual transferee buyer of the firearms listed on the form? Yes or no?
Exactly.
Number two, are you under indictment or information in any court for a felony or any other crime for which the judge could imprison you for more than 1 year? Yes or no? George, if I put yes on that box, do I get my gun?
Oh, no. No. We will ask you politely to leave.
That's right above question C. Have you ever been convicted in any court of a felony? So how does this – I'm confused here. So I'm not sure. This is not making much sense to me.
Well, he was in possession of a weapon. I want to know, where did this guy who is charged with attempted murder, possession of a weapon, commission of a violent crime, where did he get this gun that he took –
It's the, according to this article, he was not prohibited from owning or having the firearm. That's what's got me confused. I just read to you Form 4473.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused as to what's happening here. Now, listen, he's allowed to defend his life. I don't care whether he's under indictment for whatever he's under indictment for. That doesn't mean somebody can shoot him and kill him. He has every right to defend his life. And if there's another charge because he used a gun to do it, so be it. Or maybe there shouldn't be a charge for him using the gun to do it. That's a whole nother show, by the way. Actually, that's a whole nother week of shows to have that conversation. We've touched on that a little bit in the past on the program, and we do not have the time to go into that right now.
Well,
but certainly, whether you're under indictment or not, you have a right to defend your life. And if there's a gun handy and I'm under indictment for something stupid, and there's a gun handy and I'm going to use it to defend, I'm going to do the same thing. But what I'm curious about is this statement that the individual was, and I'll quote, following consultation with the solicitor's office, it's been determined that this was a case of self-defense and no charges will be filed against Williams. Okay, I buy that. Who was not prohibited in carrying a firearm and legally purchased the weapon. When I just read you the 4473, George, you live in South Carolina. How does that work?
You know, I don't know, because this is a guy that I would not want to sell a weapon to because he was charged. He is out on bail. You know, he might not have been convicted yet, but he's out of jail on bail. He's convicted. He's charged with a violent crime. This type of person should not be buying guns.
Are you under indictment or information at any court for a felony or any other crime for which the judge can imprison you for more than 1 year? It's clearly the second question on the 4473. I have filled out dozens and dozens of these forms over the years. So it's interesting to see.
Background check.
I don't know. George, I got to cut you off, brother. Show's over, man. We could talk about this all day long. We need an extra hour. We'll see if we can't start working on that. Armed American Radio, Daily Defense. Thank you, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, madogre.com. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be, and I'll see you right here tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.